I'm just not just a Democrat with a small D. I've been very active in the Maine Democratic Party, having chaired the Maine Democratic Party. I had been a major fundraiser in the past, having been on the ballot 26 years as a Democrat. Quite frankly, to my surprise and to my appreciation, Governor LePage reached out to me. I think the job is an exciting job. It is a cap of a career that I have that has demonstrated, I think, my fairness and my ability to build consensus among Democrats and Republicans and find common ground when it comes to many issues.
You also do have a background in some of these issues.
Yes,
because
I do.
You did work for a
yes,
time
I do.
As a lobbyist, kind of
yes,
on the
I
other
do.
Side.
Besides being an attorney representing different wireless telecommunications carriers and tower owners throughout a process, I was fortunate to get in early. And I was also fortunate for someone with a non-technical background to be trained as far as casework of the commission. Out of the 115 or so cases, there's about 8 cases and 9 cases pendingly on the docket.
You don't expect to be a lot of work in this area. And obviously, if there are issues that come up in this area, you still feel like you can represent consumers'
interests.
Oh, sure.
I mean, again, I'm a major consumer.
So let's talk about what are the issues that you know of that are going to come up that you're going to have to deal with as public advocate?
If you look at the overall energy policy and the future of updating that policy for the state, the Governor's Office of Energy has won a grant from the Department of Energy, and there's a stakeholder group being organized as we speak, which is going to look at all of the different sources of energy and what will be in the toolbox for the future. I am fortunate that I do have good knowledge of those areas.
Let's talk a bit about one of those energy areas, solar energy.
Yes.
As you know, your predecessor tried to do a lot of work in negotiating a solar power policy.
He did.
Ultimately didn't pass because the governor vetoed it and the veto was sustained. Do you expect to get back in and try to work that issue again?
It won't be worked by me this session. I believe that Tim Snyder has been involved with this particular session from day one. He is really up on all of the pending issues, not just in the solar field, but in all the other fields, whether it's net metering, whether it's gasification and the issues of gas. I'm hoping that there can be some common ground in those particular areas, but they will come up in the future, and at least I will be able to have a fresh look from day one of those particular issues if they're not resolved this particular session.
Has the governor talked to you about this particular issue?
You know, I will say this. There was no litmus test with the governor. He did not come in and say, I want you to do this, do that, because he knows me well enough that I would have said, thank you, governor, and walked out the door.
The governor, as you know, does really believe, he talks about this all the time, that electric rates in Maine have to be lowered.
If I had that silver bullet, I would want to be the energy czar of the country or Maine. I don't think it's an easy watch. But what we've done, which is very important, is not to forget the Efficiency Maine Trust in energy efficiency and conservation and those issues. I think you can't just look to lower the cost of energy without looking at all the variables that are in the toolbox, whether it's solar, when solar is appropriate, natural gas when it's appropriate, offshore wind, if it's appropriate, onshore wind, which I have supported, as well as the ocean energy issues. Tidal has to be looked at in the future. But keeping the cost down, it might be keeping the cost stable while the cost of energy goes up, too. But I think one thing that I think is very important that the governor has done is kept it on the front burner. That is one of the missing pieces that we need to do, and that is we need to continue the education of the public.